On January 5th, 2015, the New England Fishery Management Council held an online webinar hearing about the habitat areas of particular concern for the New England coast.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for participating in today's webinar hearing. We're going to go from 3 to 5, unless if we have a lot of extra comments, we can probably extend it a little bit beyond that. So now I'm just going to go through briefly some of the process issues associated with the amendment and then also some of the alternatives. So basically, the council's been working on this amendment for quite a long time, and in February of 2014, so just about a year ago, they had a meeting to identify preferred alternatives. And so that's really just to provide some guidance to the public about the direction the council's leaning. And when they take final action, which will maybe be in April of this year, they can certainly choose different alternatives than those preferred alternatives. So after that meeting last February, we worked on the draft EIS and submitted it, worked together with NIMS to get a final version, and that was what was put out for public comments on October 10th. So after the comment period closes on Thursday, the staff, myself and some of our other staff, and with help from our NIMS staff, are going to take a look at all those public comments, and we're going to put together a summary report. So the council will be able to read the individual comments and understand who's making, you know, what types of comments, how many comments we've gotten on different topics, and that sort of thing. And so once we've put that together, the Habitat Committee is going to meet and review those comments. So you can certainly participate in those Habitat Committee meetings. Once we schedule it, the council will provide notice about when and where that meeting is going to occur. And that the point of that meeting or potentially meetings of the Habitat Committee will be to recommend to the full council what they think the final preferred alternative should be. And so those meetings will start in February and in March. What we're projecting, at least as of right now, would be that the council would select their final preferred alternatives in April. We already have an April meeting scheduled at the end of the month. So assuming all that happens, then the staff will submit the final EIS after the council meeting. NIMS will review the EIS, draft some regulations, which there will be a comment period on, and then later in the year there'll be a final rule as well. And so if all that goes as planned, we're looking at implementing the amendment maybe at the end of this year or very early next year.